Καλημέρα σας ξανά, αγαπητοί ακροατές και ακροάτριες. Good morning once again. We are at about halftime of our Friday broadcast, TGIF. Και καλό Παρασκευό Σαββατοκύριακο. We are absolutely delighted to have on the telephone with us right now at this moment at 9:30 a.m. on a Friday, the current mayor of the city of Athens, Greece, Mr. Kostas Bakoyanis. He is in town as a result of the running of the 126th Boston Marathon, which will take place on Monday in our city of Boston, from Hopkinton to Boston. And last evening, the official start of the marathon, as our Consul General Stratos Efthymiou hosted once again the BAA, the Boston Athletic Association, and presenting them with the golden wreaths. Those wreaths will be adorned on the heads of the victors this coming Monday. And of course, we are all so familiar with the marathon. The idea of modern marathon was inspired by a legend of an ancient Greek messenger who raced from the site of the marathon to Athens, a distance of about, 26.2 miles, with the news of an important Greek victory over an invading army of Persians back in 490 BC. And after making his announcement, the exhausted messenger collapsed. So delighted to have joining us. Kali Anastasi, kalos ithes sti Vostoni. Welcome to Grecian Echoes, the mayor of Athens, Mr. Kostas Bakoyanis. Kalimera sas ke kali Anastasi ke poli. Imaste oli charoumeni pou sas echoume mazi sas. Good morning, kalimera.
Kalimera, kalimera, kalos sas vrika. It's a real pleasure to be here in Boston. It feels like a homecoming. I spent some of my best years here studying. And it's wonderful to be amongst friends.
Well, you know, it was wonderful. And, you know, if you don't mind, Mayor, we want to get a little bit of a, you know, meet and greet with you. Many people may know your profile. Many do not. So tell us a little bit about, I know that you did study and spent several years here in New England, not only in Boston, but in Providence, I think over at Brown. And you've got lots of connections. So let's learn a little bit about yourself personally, and then we'll move on to the beautiful city, the Athens city, our sister city.
Well, yeah, as I said, I feel like home. Mm-hmm. I spent 6 years in New England, 4 years in Rhode Island. I studied at Brown University and another 2 years here in Massachusetts at Harvard. So I have many friends, especially amongst the Greek-American community. You know, I was always struck, I remember, since my first visit to Boston more than 25 years ago. I was always struck by the commitment of the Greek American community, by their passion, by their love for Greece. I always found it impressive that after all these years, the links haven't been broken. On the contrary, the links are strengthening every year.
Well, we feel the same way. You know, there's something about bleeding blue as a Greek American that is somewhat undescribable. So, Mayor, tell us a little bit about last evening's event. You're in town for that, and I'm sure some other events, but nonetheless, the significance of, here at Boston, the wreaths coming, spreading the story, not only of the athleticism and the commitment it takes, but just the whole thing and how important it is to your city, our city, to be here and show so proudly these wreaths.
Well, you mentioned the story of the marathon. You mentioned the story of the messenger who ran back to Athens to actually deliver the message of victory. Nenikikamen, he proclaimed, and then unfortunately died from overexhaustion. Ever since, the marathon has been a symbol of peace and a symbol of democracy. So what essentially is happening is that the Boston Marathon is returning to its roots. Mm-hmm. The wreaths that you mentioned, the olive gold-plated wreaths, are a true symbol of the history of the marathon, but at the same time of the ideals and the values of the marathon in to present day. And I would like to publicly congratulate our general counsel, one of the best Greek diplomats, Stratos Efthymiou, for actually organizing yesterday's event. It was a true celebration, of an amazing tradition.
Yeah. Mayor, if you can allow me, since you did mention Stratos, our consul general, And worth noting that he was recognized yesterday by the Boston Athletic Association in an award that really there have not been many. Strato has been with us closing in on 4 years. He has been terrific. Not only has he worked tirelessly for endless amount of causes, however, he has become a friend to all of us. His work will go down the flight, the marathon events, the educational events, all of the high tech back and forth. It's really been wonderful, and you know, you're lucky to have him. You're lucky to have him.
You know, sometimes I'm asked whether I worry about Greek foreign policy. And my response is that Greek foreign policy is in great hands because we have a young generation of diplomats, stars, all of them. Stratos is one of them, who right now represent our nation around the world. And you see, they do so with some great results. The direct flight that will connect Boston to Athens is a great achievement. I mean, a year ago, when we were in the depth of the COVID era, I think many of us would never have expected that we would be able to achieve this result. And yet we did. Right now, we have the most direct connections from the United States to Athens than ever before. So many tourists from the U.S., Greek Americans, but generally people from the U.S., are discovering Athens as a safe destination.
Listen, I want to invite, and if I could get you to invite everybody also, Mayor, at 5 o'clock this afternoon in Copley Square, there's the opening ceremonies presented. We'd love to have a wonderful representation amongst our Greek community. But again, at 5 o'clock this afternoon, BAA opening ceremony. Tell us a little bit about that event.
Yeah, the opening ceremony is tonight at 5 o'clock, as you said, at Copley Square. We will have the opportunity to essentially, once again, talk about the connection between the Athens of Greece and the Athens of America. We'll have the opportunity to stress the connection between Greece and America. Don't forget that we celebrated the 200 years of Greek independence last year, and many of us actually took a step back and took a bow to all the Philhellenes, many of them from New England, who came and fought with the Greek revolutionaries, some even giving their lives. So this is not just about the past. This is also about the future. And I'm very happy that Mayor Wu will join us at this event. So I think there's a lot to be said about where we are right now. We can be very, very proud of ourselves as Greeks.
No question. Mayor, one of the... You made a speech yesterday, and something that resonated with me was the fact that there is a new Athens. Of course, we are so familiar and proud, and how can we not be? You know, when we travel to Greece and we fly into Athens, the first thing we see is the Parthenon and the Acropolis, and it's hair-raising. But there is a new Athens. And if I could kindly ask you, I don't know if you're pressed for time, talk to us a little bit about the new Athens and some of the visions that not only you, but the entire city and country has.
Well, I love talking about the new Athens because, you know, we are very, very proud of our ancient heritage. Athens is, after all, the birthplace of democracy at modern Olympic Games. But we're also very proud about our present self. Our modern self. Athens is a vibrant, a dynamic metropolis. Athens is not just bouncing back after the pandemic and after the economic crisis. We are bouncing forward with a newly found sense of optimism and self-confidence. There's a lot of private investment right now in the city, especially when it comes to real estate and tourism. At the same time, we have our own version of the Big Dig. Right now, in Athens, we have the biggest public investment program and the most public works we have had since the Olympic Games. So Athens is a city that's transitioning. This is the moment of Athens. And I urge you all to come and visit us and see it with your own eyes.
Amen to that. Mayor, if I could kindly, it is a bilingual program. Πολλά είπαμε στα εγγλέζικα. Μπορούμε να τα πούμε και λίγα στα ελληνικά στη γλώσσα μας.
Με μεγάλη χαρά.
Μπράβο.
Να μου επιτρέψετε λοιπόν να απευθύνω μια πρόσκληση προς όλους και όλες που μας ακούν να επισκεφθούν την Αθήνα αυτό το καλοκαίρι. Η Αθήνα είναι πολύ υπερήφανη για το αρχαίο της μεγαλείο, είναι όμως και εξίσου υπερήφανη για το σύγχρονο εαυτό της. Η Αθήνα η οποία προχωράει, η Αθήνα η οποία εξελίσσεται με δυναμισμό, με αυτοπεποίθηση. Φέτος έχουμε τις περισσότερες απευθείας διασυνδέσεις από ποτέ με τις Ηνωμένες Πολιτείες, τις περισσότερες απευθείας πτήσεις. Έχουμε και χάρη και στην εξαιρετική δουλειά του Γενικού μας Προξένου, έχουμε απευθείας πτήση της Αθήνας με τη Βοστόνη. Οπότε είναι σαφές ότι προσφέρεται η πρωτεύουσα της Ελλάδος ως ένας ασφαλής προορισμός, ένας προορισμός για όλους.
It was just terrific. You know, you had mentioned, and we'll close on this, that the country, our state of Greece, has some wonderful young superstars, and I'm going to put you on that list, in my opinion. You're doing a terrific job. We're very proud of our city. We're very proud of your accomplishments. We wish you nothing but success, and with these direct flights back and forth now from Boston to Athens, we hope to see you there, and we hope to we'll be there to see you as well. Ένα μεγάλο ευχαριστώ for addressing.
Ένα μεγάλο ευχαριστώ from our side as well, και ένα ακόμα μεγαλύτερο ευχαριστώ for the 60 years that you have been giving your whole to the Greek American community and to Greece. Ξέρω πάρα πολύ καλά τι έχετε κάνει, τι είχε κάνει και ο πατέρας σας πριν από εσάς, και σας ευχαριστούμε πάρα πολύ, έχετε την ευγνωμοσύνη όλων μας. You have our gratitude.
Εμείς σας ευχαριστούμε πάρα πολύ. Άκου, I hope to see you even tonight, this evening, perhaps, for a little social gathering. Να σε καλά, καλή Ανάσταση. Let me ask you, πότε θα φύγετε, πότε θα γυρίσετε στην Αθήνα? Εμπρός. Μήπως τον χάσαμε, μήπως τον χάσαμε. But nonetheless, what a wonderful time. The mayor, the city of Athens, Mr. Kostas Pakoyannis.